Oh, I have another pump up song. I just thought about it.
What was it?
Someday.
Oh, we gotta learn new mic etiquette. We gotta get backed up.
Bump. Oh yeah, you're right. Someday by was it The Doors?
Yeah, oh, okay. I think it was The Strokes. About. Another good one would have been Paint It Black.
Yeah, it's funny that now that we're done, we have think of like all the songs we want to
listen to.
It's all good.
It happens. All right, everybody. Hey, this is our new normal. We were just actually watching a video that you could check out yourself. it's two plus size models.
I like, you know what,
they were
Michael,
definitely up there.
I like your
optimism.
I like your optimism, and I, you know what, you're right. They are gorgeous plus sized women.
No, I'm not gonna lie. The girl in the pink's like, yeah, all right.
I can't see her face, so I'm not gonna sit there and go that far. But
she's gonna look like a pizza.
Michael, you can't call pizza. You can't tell people they look like a pizza. You have pizza face. You can't sit there and say that.
I had pizza face. It scars now, bitch. Hey, Eddie.
So
everybody.
Now you're Scarface?
Ah! He got me.
Oh,
came back with it.
I have a Dan Crenshaw joke. He's Native American. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's Apache.
Shut up. No more puns. Okay, Dad Josh. Oh,
come
hey, everybody.
On, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay. All right. This is our new normal, episode number 4. Woo! Yeah. We made it to number 4. We can still stand each other. We're just enjoying a nice couple of videos, and we're really getting hyped up before the episode, watching a bunch of, listening to a bunch of beautiful songs.
Amazing songs. Yeah. We went through them, man.
And
it was
we went
awesome.
Through, like, some randos, too. It was like, some Irish, some, what is it? Some
70s rock,
Queen,
60s
70s rock,
rock,
yeah.
What was it? Dance Gavin Dance.
Dance
like,
Gavin
dude,
Dance,
was,
which is more post-core
it was an
metal.
It was an interesting set for sure. For
it's a good time, though.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was
I'm ready. I'm here.
I'm hyped.
100% hyped.
All right, so, Joshy, I know if you're probably listening to our episode in tandem, we give a weekly update for each show. So, Joshy, go ahead and tell me about your week, my friend.
Well, if you really want to hear about my week, you can go ahead and check out the Thoughts from the Kid podcast. That's going to be on all major
I didn't even do introductions,
platforms.
Actually. Now that
I know,
about
yeah,
it.
It's okay.
All right, this is my buddy.
That's what I did. That's why I took my stance there. But, you know, I'm great. We just hit 20 fucking episodes, 20 weeks of
20,
doing this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, 20 episodes, 21 counting the bonus episode.
Right.
But, yeah, we hit fucking 20 episodes, dude. It was I feel I'm pretty proud.
And
even though
we
would be
yet.
More, it would be more, but I took a little hiatus. And
sabbatical.
Well, no, that was a hiatus. That wasn't the
spaghetti.
I almost said the spagatical.
Spagatical.
The sabbatical was recent. But yeah, it was. Other than that, my week's been awesome. How about yourself, buddy?
Like I said last time, it was great. Seeing it too. Other than that, been going to work and dealing with the bullshit that, you know, that is life.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out with you a lot lately, actually. I've been seeing you around for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just basically listening to music and listen to a lot of Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah.
A lot of it. And the guy interviews such interesting people. It's so hard to not watch it.
Yeah. One of them being Dan Crenshaw.
Dan Crenshaw, who looks like a fucking Bond villain.
And is Apache. I'm sorry. I can't let that go. I'm so proud of that.
And as conservative as he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, what was the point behind this video?
Oh, no. I just wanted. It was just one of those things. So we watched two hefty women ride a mobility scooter. And it's just like, what drove you to be so lazy that I'm going to lay between somebody's legs while they drive around this fucking scooter? You know what I mean? It was just something to start off with.
I think it has to do a lot with their plus size model.
Well, the definitely the one who's sitting in the chair is
morbidly obese.
Morbidly obese. And then,
of course,
her
butt does not fit properly on the seat.
And that's
if you really want context.
Yeah. Go ahead and check out the video. It's YouTube Bizarre Moment. Two larger women wear ride a scooter.
All right.
So, anything else interesting we need to talk about there, Joshy?
I'm ready to hop on in, hop in a skip.
All right. So, we're going to move on to our first story. And
so it hurts now.
The story comes from an article on ladbible.com. It is about a crystal meth addict in Australia who pretended to be the police before raiding another drug user's house on July 25th, 2016. Daniel Thomas stormed the house in Melbourne's east suburbs before shouting,
"Oh shit! I can't do the accent, dude. This is a police raid. Get on the floor and face down. Where are your drugs?"
He goes immediately for the drugs. The two men in the house then handed over their crystal meth and cannabis stash, but Thomas believed they were withholding some and beat one of them with a hammer until he passed out. Man, that's fucking brutal.
Funny. I'm sorry, I did not mean. It's kind of funny. They're druggies, so they do meth. So
it's brutal as fuck. Thomas and co-accused, his accomplice, then said, "We killed your mate. Now tell us where the drugs are. Tell us where the drugs are." As the other victim stirred, he was hit around the head with a hammer, and then his buttocks spread to check for drugs. I mean, yo, these guys are super fucking thorough. Yeah, I know where the drugs are. They're in your butt. In your I'm about to get them.
Oh, yeah, I just did a Scottish. That in your ass. I can't.
They're in your arse.
Oh, my God.
When the actual police arrived at the bloodied scene, they believed the two men in the house had been killed and begun photographing their bodies before one of the men moved.
Jesus Christ, it's zombie! And then they continue to beat him with the hammer.
No, they did not. Thankfully, one of the men moved right before. So, like, obviously, I would have been tripping out. And for one, does nobody ever check the bodies? Like, do you not check a pulse on a body that you're just looking at?
They were just dead. You know what, dude? I would just... maybe, I don't know about cops. Me personally, no, I'm not looking at a...
As an EMT, it's always my first instinct to check the pulse. So, as an ex-EMT.
That's what I thought.
The reason we're bringing this up, it is an older story, but the perpetrator, Daniel Thomas, was jailed for 11 and a half years on September 3rd, 2019.
Oh, wow.
As far as Victoria Supreme Court. Yeah, it took a very long time for them to get this pushed through. So 2016 was it because to 2019.
How long did it take him to catch, do you know, or was that not in the initial
It didn't
article?
Really give a description of where, you know, how long exactly it took. He pleaded guilty to aggravated burglary.
He pled guilty.
Pleaded.
Yeah, I know, but... It'd be past tense now, Michael.
Oh, so, well, he pled guilty to aggravated burglary.
I mean better than you.
And a series of other charges and must serve at least 9 years before being eligible for parole, which is not bad. I mean,
no, that's
9 years.
That's fucking nice.
That's fucking nice as shit. When police originally tracked down Thomas Hero, who resisted arrest, lunging at an officer with a knife and shouting,
"Come near me, you fucking dog cunt, and I'll stab you in the fucking head and kill you."
Dude, you know what? I have a soft spot for cunt.
I love cunt. No, it's one of my favorite
Mind
words.
Mind you, hey, just if you're sensitive about the C word.
There is a lot of people.
Skip this.
There is a lot of people who dislike the word cunt to the point of if they don't care about any other word, but the word cunt is very...
Yeah, it's just...
And it's an American thing because I know in other countries they throw it around fucking...
Absolutely.
Throw it around like it's... Like, fuck.
Specifically,
fuck.
The UK and Australia, are main proponents for it. I wish cunt didn't have the stigma that it has in the States.
It tastes good coming out of my mouth. It tastes good coming out of my mouth.
It does, right?
It's cunt.
It's fun. It's nice. It's short. It's curt. And guess what? I get my fucking point across. And when I say it to my best friend, hey,
Moit.
Hey, mate, you're a fucking right cunt, aren't you? Well, I just, like, it's like, I love you, bro. It's like.
You've never said that.
No, I do. I've said it. That's the thing. I've actually said it around my friends, and they're like,
No, see, I save cunt for when I really, really don't like you. You fucking cunt. And I mix it with my other favorite word, which is fuck. But I use fuck all the time.
See, but I didn't want that. I want it to be something that's just kind of like an accent, like fuck. Like, I'm going to say fuck. And if you don't have a problem with me saying fuck,
you cunt.
Don't talk to me. You cunt.
I like it. About this story, though, very, very imaginative. I was, wow.
Dude, I guess in meth, you just have like a instant trigger to like, where you're going to think outside the box of what you would normally do.
Yeah, and I fucking, dude, that's awesome. I'll be honest. I was like, props to you. Props, you deserve man, a you props. Deserve a gold medal. You get a gold star for that. Sorry
he
about that,
dressed
guys.
Up like the fucking SWAT team. Like he had the whole gear set up and everything. And
he
like,
looked in a guy's butthole.
Hold up, I'm gonna explore this dark cave real quick.
With all the methods that live around us, take note.
No, don't take note. They're gonna come in here and think there's drugs.
No, hey, it's not, just a there's no drugs house. Here. There's no drugs here. But if you know your friend might have some drugs, dress up as a police, and
it's
beat him
wacky
over the head with the hammer.
That he had the idea, like, hey, I know a couple of meth users, and I'm gonna go into their house, raid them. Convince them that I'm a cop. Check
their
buttholes for crack.
I can't. That's the worst. Like, how? Like, did he stick his finger in there? And
after
just,
he hit him with the
or
hammer.
Did he look in? Did he look inside?
He's so fucking thorough. He's like, you know, I know where the drugs are. You hit him in your ass. Give me your ass.
Now,
I'm
did
about
he
to
find
that.
Them? That's what I want to find.
I don't
how
think he
is
found
if
the
he
drugs.
Found
the ass.
Drugs in the
yeah,
ass.
They got surprised by a surprise fucking quote unquote Swiss raid where.
You don't just put your drugs in your butt? That's where I store them. So while I'm sleeping, while I'm showering, when I'm pooping.
Is that what your butt plugs are made out of?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why my farts always smell like weed.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
I'm just kidding. I don't do drugs.
So, Josh, I was actually just got hit with a notification on my phone.
Okay.
And it was an article from the UK Daily.
Okay.
And, the title was Woman Cuts Off Husband's Penis and then Puts It on Ice Right After.
Mm.
Now, mind you, of course, we got a story coming up.
I read
that.
Wait, I saw another one that it said that there was an... Because there must be a lot of penis going on. Or penis
that's what's
cutting
scary.
Going on. Because I saw one that said there was an attempted penis disseverment.
Another one?
Yeah, today. Also today.
Dude.
I thought that was the one you're talking about, but no.
No.
There was another one where it was an attempted, and they were shut down. A guy was able to fight her off.
Well, as I was reading this article, I know that we have the article coming up next where a Ukrainian woman had an issue with her husband, but I'll let you explain that. But can you believe, I was reading this article, and after everything, I was... getting into the details of it, and I shit you not, the chief detective of the investigation is named Jason Wank. And they henceforth refer to him in the rest of the article as Major Wank. The fuck?
Oh, the irony.
Dude, you know
sweet,
that they assign these
sweet.
People to those jobs like
no,
that.
No, yeah, no. There was the chief was definitely like, oh, yeah.
I got this.
Guy. You know what, guys?
My name is Wank. This is Wank.
Wank, get in my office. And Wank
Mr. Wank.
I thought you said it was Major. He's
it
Major
is Major Wank.
Wank. Major
you.
Wank, in my office now. He walks in. So you're going to be a part of a beheading.
Not even a beheading. It was just straight.
And he's like, oh, of course. And he's like, it's of a penis.
I thought you said beheading.
Yeah,
well, it is a head.
Yeah, then he did the look that I just gave you. And then now Major Wank is in charge of that. Well, yeah, I have a pretty cool article here.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me about this. This is really scary.
This is a Daily Mail article. A Ukrainian woman beheaded her husband and hacked off his penis after suffering years of domestic abuse. So technically, you could say he has beheaded. He was beheaded twice.
Leave.
The suspect identified only by the name of Maria, then fed her husband's penis to the dogs in the village of Abrav.
Yeah.
There's an I in there, though. Abriv?
Fuck it.
Abraviv. All right, you fucking know. In the north of the country. After the woman was approached by the police, she stated she was suffering domestic violence for ages and murdered her husband to put an end to it at all, and that it was the only way out. Maria attacked her spouse. Oh, fuck. Olkelsender. Olkelsender? Can you read that?
Let me give it the old college try. Oleksandr.
Oleksandr.
Yeah, Oleksandr.
Okay, so it's more like a space.
Oh, it's like Alexander. It's like Alexander.
Alexander. Yeah. Oh, it's probably that's probably actually what it
Oleksandr.
Is. Alexander. I'm gonna just Oleksandr, 49, in their bedroom after he came home from the night shift work, fell asleep in the early hours of August 23rd.
Dude, this is fucking brutal. I'm looking at this and I feel like I'm reading it for the first time because it's.
Oh shit!
Taking the gravity of the situation, and it's like, wow, woman, what? Why were you there? Did you have nowhere else to go?
It gets worse.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
She strangled him to death with her bare hands before grabbing an axe, hacking off the man's head, police said. After that, Maria used a kitchen knife to chop off the victim's genitals and fed the organ to her dogs. She then tried to cut the body into pieces but failed. Covered with her husband's blood, Maria rushed out of her family's house to the street where she was spotted by
No, it's another one. Trust me, I had to type it like eight times.
Opanaksuk.
No, it's
their next door neighbor.
Nadaza.
Nadaza. Can you say that last one?
Nadaza Opansuk.
Opanaksuk.
It's something like weird where they pronounce her like.
Excuse
use.
Me, that was gross. The woman later explained to local media, that Maria's hands, feet, and clothes were covered in blood. Maria said to the neighbor, "I'm in trouble. I've killed my husband." Their neighbor did not believe that Maria had killed her husband, but may have injured him severely until she investigated their home. This is how the neighbor described that she what she saw. When I walked into the room, I saw his mutilated body, the bedsheet soaked with blood. The neighbor asked, "Where is his head?" To Maria replied, "They're in the sack."
Oh no!
According to Miss Opanuski, whatever the fucking neighbor's last name was, she felt quite sick but managed to reach and alarm other neighbors who called the police. Maria confessed to murdering her husband at the scene and told cops the details before being arrested.
Yo. Like, can you imagine trying to be cavalier in that area where you're just, like, looking at a dead body and you're just staring at it and you're just like, where's his head at? This poor dude was asleep. Now, mind you.
In the sock.
In the wow.
Sack. That's what it was.
How can you do that to another individual? I always get tripped out by these fucking stories, man. Like.
I mean, it's definitely a trip. Wait, let me just, we're almost
finished.
Go ahead,
finish it out.
Police spokesman Valadium Artikuchevich said the suspect confessed, "Dude, I'm sick and tired of you giving me these bullshit ass names."
You asked for this story.
I know. I did, actually. The suspect confessed in full at the scene where she was charged for the murder and taken into custody. The woman said that she was constantly suffering physical and emotional abuse and did not seek any other option to end her misery. Neighbors say they, in fact, saw her husband beating her up, chasing her with an axe a lot of times. However, the woman has never reported any incidents. Maria faces up to 15 years in prison. If found guilty. Well, she already admitted to it, so.
She's pretty much fucked at that point.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, I've never been in this scenario where I needed to worry about this, but why? What is the draw to stay? Like, is it the marriage proposal? Is it the fact that you've been living with them for so many years?
Well, and not only that, we have to understand as a Western culture that a lot of Eastern cultures still
believe like, you're married for life.
The
you're
sanctification
fucked.
Of marriage. Yeah, it's what it is. And that's where it is hard when you read stuff like this from other countries. Everybody's always like, oh, how could they? Because that's what they're fucking indoctrinated in, and they don't want to be ostracized by their society, by other people in their communities, which does happen. If you look at Middle Eastern countries, divorcing your husband can even not only get you ostracized, but even get you where you're having problems finding work.
Yeah, I have heard that.
You're shunned, and then even in some cases, you can be killed. 100%.
It's fucking bonkers.
So, so as the West, we do need to look at these things kind of sensitively, and understand that just because we have freedom to get married 5 or 6 times, other places you cannot have that luxury, and you become absolutely undesirable, especially in smaller smaller towns and shit in some of these other countries. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of upsetting. It's like if she had maybe had the options to leave, she wouldn't have had to go to the, I mean, what, how old was she? She was probably, I think she said she was in her 40s.
If her husband years? Was 49, I'm sure he was like, she was probably in
Maria,
her 40s.
They didn't give late, much details about 30s. Her in all honesty.
Can you stop burping?
I'm trying.
I've been drinking.
Maria, it seems like she was just having a real difficult time living her life with her husband, and the fact that she had to go to such extremes to get away from him is it's really scary. I mean, and the worst part is she definitely took, martial law in her own hands.
Yeah.
And she's like, you want to use this fucking axe on me? Well, guess what? I'm going to chop off your fucking dick.
Well, and I think what it is like almost like a fight or flight thing.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I don't think she, and she can't fly. As we clearly expressed. So she had to fight, I guess, in her opinion. And I also, because, you know, you could think like, I guess the only other way out would be maybe suicide. And at that point, you have to think about, can I kill myself, or is it, you know, if you're able to kill yourself versus killing another person? When you get like down to the psychology of it all, I definitely could see, I understand 100% how she was able to do that. Yeah. It's way easier. I assume, well, for me, it's definitely easier to kill myself. than kill somebody else. But I could definitely imagine where people have more life or love their life enough to where they would kill another person before letting themselves be taken and suffer. You know, I mean, domestic violence is very serious. And I know for me, like, I've never had really anything to do with domestic violence. I've never, like, me personally, I've never been assaulted. And I've never assaulted anybody.
See, well, that's one of the rules that I've actually had with several of the relationships that I've been in.
Don't put your fucking hands on me.
No, yeah, no. As simple as this. If you ever put your hands on me, for one, you know, we've expressed this where, like, women are not supposed to hit men and men are not supposed to hit women. It's a whole other area of our discussions. But I give a mulligan. If you hit me once, anytime after that, you're done. I'm done with you. I'm not going to mess with you anymore. You're not going to have the opportunity to feel like you can abuse me.
Yeah. So even if it's in a joke. No, I had a girl slap me in a joking manner, and I legit, like, in front of her family said, don't fucking put your hands on me.
Yeah, no, because that's not what this is about.
It's not funny.
You're supposed to love me, baby.
No, it's not. No. Putting your hands on another person is immature, in my opinion. And putting your hands on another person in anger is even worse. But I don't tolerate that shit, even from you guys. You guys know that. I've had to fucking talk to one of our buddies multiple times.
Which one?
For hitting me. Not hard, of course, but I just don't play that shit.
Like, don't do that.
I'm too old. You're too old. If you can't follow those simple rules of keep your fucking hands off me, then we're going to have a serious issue. That's just what it comes down to. And it won't be a serious issue of me fucking you up. It's going to be a serious issue of you not being in my good graces and me no longer acknowledging your presence as a friend.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I just don't need to be abused by people that are important to me.
No, I don't need to be abused, period. I don't care if you're...
I've had
coworkers have... I've had this conversation with a lot of people. I've had coworkers who go, ha, ha, ha. I'm like... And it will be me smiling. Don't fucking put your hands on me. What? And they're always like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, no, seriously, don't fucking put your hands on me, because next time there's going to be a bigger issue here.
And then that's when you smack people because of popcorn and spit.
We're not doing that, Michael.
I want to tell that story.
We're
so
not
bad.
Doing that, Michael.
One day, please.
No,
can we,
Michael.
Put it out of context?
No, 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 no. And I want to get that removed, but I don't care enough to get it removed.
No, you'd be all right.
I am all right, but Jesus Christ, Michael.
All right.
I got to wait.
Can I tell you a really fucking funny story, dude?
It's kind of funny. It's
gross.
Really fucked up. But
it's fucking disgusting.
I want it. You know why I'm doing that, right?
People doing this, and that's what disgusts me most.
Sounds like it tastes good.
Ew. Ew. It's like ammonia and like butter.
Just go ahead and I mean, I'm already privy, but I would love to hear this story again because I read it like three times just like in disbelief. I don't even believe that this is true. But because it is, yeah, it's important for us to share it.
All right. So this is an article from Rare News. And if I was in the right spot, a group of teenagers have been charged in Delaware County Juvenile Court after tricking their teacher into eating crepes covered in semen and barbecue sauce mixed with urine as part of a prank. Gross.
It must have been a little bit hard to get down your throat.
Why would you say that?
Oh, you know. It's a crepe.
The seven Ohio middle school students were all 14 at the time. At the time of the incident at Olentangy Hyatt Middle School in Powell, Ohio. The alleged assault occurred on May 16th of this year. The charges were filed Tuesday, September 3rd, after the Delaware County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation, which included sending food for testing to ensure it was contaminated with bodily fluids.
Yum.
Can you imagine having that job? Can you check and see if there's semen in this crepe, please? There's an extra cream on the crepes, please.
Oh my god, Michael.
Ding.
Ding. Oh my god. No, that's where you check, please. Get me out of here.
Please, please, please. So according to Detective Jason Cridler, man, that sounds a lot like Riddler, from the sheriff's office, four boys hatched the semen plot days before actually carrying it out. One of the boys brought his semen to school in a clear plastic bag after making the plan with his classmates. During a classroom activity where students were making crepes in cooking class, the boy put his semen in the breakfast food. Dude, why the fuck did we have cooking class besides in like high school?
I don't know. I don't think. Did we have cooking class in high school?
No. I mean, in high school I did, but it's like a secondary. Yeah, an elective.
I don't know. I think because we don't care about teaching our students life skills, we'd rather sit there and make them take stupid math courses that aren't really that important into the reality of the world.
Right. Well, so with full intention of giving it to his teacher, who eventually ate the crepe. The complaint also started. Another boy also brought their semen in a bag to school and didn't end up using it. A third boy blocked the school administrator views as the other two dripped the semen on the crepe. He is also accused of destroying evidence of deleting videos and text messages and forth. A boy is being accused of being aided and abetting the plot. Authorities stated he confirmed the text messages that he was involved. What are you wilding about?
This is a premeditated thing.
Yeah.
This wasn't just...
Duh.
This wasn't just like, hey, go to the bathroom and jerk off in your hand. And then
no, dude, they planned this over several days, dude, and they did it in two different occasions.
This is awesome. I love it. This is what happens when you live in the middle of the country. I love you guys in the middle of the country, but Jesus Christ, you guys need to find some fucking hobbies. Start podcasting, for Christ's sake.
And some of the other 14-year-old boys are being accused of feeding four different teachers barbecue sauce laced with their urine. According to the complaint, one boy planned the vile scheme in advance with three other classmates and asked one of them to bring his urine for the plot. The boys then allegedly mixed the urine into the sauce and then served it to four teachers with chicken. Safe to say, this was a clear violation of school policies.
Thank you. Well, wait, who wrote this article? Is this Rare News article. Thank you.
Three of the boys have been charged with assault on Olentangy school teacher for their actions, while the other four have been charged with complicity to assault a teacher, in which both are felonies. So, I mean, they haven't even got out of fucking school yet. They're already felons.
Good job, kids.
Olin Tangi, local school district, issued a statement about the charges, reading, "We are saddened with these charges and are a result of actions that took place at one of our schools. Our teachers deserve respect and kindness, and anything less than is completely unacceptable. And we will continue to support law enforcement in every way." I mean,
damn it, you didn't read it.
What did you put?
Unacceptable. What's that next word after unacceptable?
That's it. That's all it says.
What? Let me see yours.
You changed it, didn't you?
Did you lock yours?
No. It's just a readable page.
Unacceptable. I put bitch. I was trying to rob him. Unacceptable. We're gonna have to cut most of that part out.
Yeah, of course. I got you.
I was trying to make him say bitch, but dude, that's fucking terrible.
That's wild.
I'll be honest. I think they should have gotten a felony. I think honestly, tampering with food in general, tampering with any type of food, no matter what your age is, should be a felony.
Absolutely.
It's not funny. It's fucked up, and it's very, especially if you work at places, like, they were just kids. I can give them a pass, but there's adults who do this shit, and it's fucking disgusting. I remember hearing about somebody putting their pubes on a burger. Somebody telling this that they did that, and I said, "You're a fucking
Ew.
No." I said, "You're a fucking monster," and I'm no longer friends with that person.
As you shouldn't be. That's fucking disgusting.
You're a Neanderthal. Like, what the fuck? You gotta realize, I was like, "What did they do?" And they're like, "Oh, they're yelling at our drive-through person." I was like, "Dude, you're a fucking you're a fucking monster. You're a fucking terrible person."
Why would yelling institute you putting pubes in somebody's mouth?
Because he was a child.
Obviously.
No, I legit asked him like 6 times, "Are you retarded? Are you retarded? Are you retarded?" I'm not even kidding you. Like, because he was trying to explain it, and I just kept saying, "Are you retarded?"
Like,
and
that's
then
stupid to do.
I said, "Dude, do not talk to me anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore." He's like, "What? Come on, man. It's not that big." I was like, no. "Do not talk to me anymore. We're not friends."
I have not talked
to that gentleman in years. I will not throw his name out there just because it's fucked up. But, yeah, he used to work at fucking McDonald's.
Of course. So, moving on past pubes in McDonald's food. That's fucking disgusting, by the way.
Yum, 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 yum.
This is why I don't go to fast food like as much as most people, I guess.
Yeah.
This is why you cook food at home, so you can put your own pubes in your food.
Hey, man, at least I know the pubes that I'm getting in my food.
I mean, it's just, you know, you scratch here and there, and then you keep cooking, right?
I mean, yeah. That's pretty, it's what I call putting love into the food.
That's not love, that's the wrong kind of love, Josh.
That's what the kids try to do.
All right, so we got another article from Rare News. An American woman was arrested in the Philippines for attempting to smuggle a 6-day-old baby onto a U.S.-bound flight. Oh my God.
Michael, how did she try to do this?
Because we all know that the plane tickets are just way too expensive, so why not just smuggle a baby into your head luggage?
Oh my God.
You know what? Like, the article I was reading, it's just like insulting these people. It just literally says, oh, they're so dumb. Jennifer Aaron Talbot attempted to smuggle the baby out of Ninoy Aquino International Airport. Talbot was set to board Delta flight to Detroit, but couldn't provide documents for the infant, according to Griffin Medina of the National Bureau of Investigation. The 43-year-old was caught at the boarding gates. He stated she would not have a baby in a she would not have a baby in a hand carried to be X-rayed. Dude. What has our society become? The baby boy was hidden in an oversized belt bag, and the woman didn't declare nor present the child to the immigration inspector during departure formalities. Talbot told staff she was the child's aunt but was unable to provide a passport, boarding pass, or government permits for the baby. The NBI is currently investigating the woman's motive and works with the U.S.
I understand 100% what it is.
To apprehend the woman. She will most likely face child trafficking charges that carry a maximum penalty of life imprisonment.
Jesus.
Yeah. She fucked herself fucking royally right, huh? Talbot also violated at least 2 other laws on kidnapping, illegal detention, and child abuse. Luckily, NBI confirmed the newborn was healthy and is currently in the Department of Social Welfare and Development.
Wow.
Right? That's awesome. I wonder if she was like, I have two thoughts. Maybe she was pregnant beforehand.
And then gave birth and didn't want it to be,
it wanted to be an American citizen.
Yeah.
So she brought it back
over. Well, I mean, if she is an American citizen, it would have had dual citizenship anyway.
Oh. Yeah.
That's how usually birth outside of America goes for American citizens anyway.
Okay.
And it's just one of those moments. I think she was really trying to like just steal a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, or she bought a baby. And maybe she was barren and she bought a baby because they're probably cheaper over in over in the Philippines than they are over here. And I mean, I look at this lady as a fucking hero. She was trying to She was trying to break out one of these Filipino children who might not have grown up in a less impoverished lifestyle, and she was going to try to give it a little bit of wealth and just American
bring
culture.
Them to the States and American culture.
And I mean, she's, but the thing is, she has to be reasonable because she, you know, didn't let them x-ray the baby.
Well,
she's
no,
very reasonable.
She was initially she snuck it through, kind of. So she left it at an immigration desk pretending that she had like forgotten it of some sort.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of let it brush off. And then later on, as she goes to her gate, that's when actually they did x-ray the baby when they realized there's a fucking child in this fucking bag.
It's a doll.
It's just a doll, guys. Don't worry about it. What?
Jesus Christ.
No, we're going to look and see if you have like a baby in this whole ass bag. It's one of those moments where what life decisions get you to that fucking point?
Maybe she was barren. Like I said, maybe she wasn't able to have kids, so she, you know. And well, again, it is expensive to adopt a child.
See, well, it is absolutely expensive to adopt a child and to even be found, fit to have a child. Now, Josh, what is something that you could push through an x-ray machine? You could even push it to space. And it would not have any trouble. Josh is going to read this next article.
I actually don't know. I was going to say, is it a robot?
It is definitely a robot, buddy.
Oh, we're back on the AI.
On a lighter note, we got Sky Robot. Tell me about this guy.
All right. So an article from The Verge states that after a short stay abroad, International Space Station, geez Louise, International Space Station, Russian humanoid robot Skybot 5850 is now on its way home, stuffed inside a Soyuz spacecraft with no crew. Skybot, originally known as Fedor. Oh, I put an N in there. Jesus. Was put through a
litany.
Litany? What is that? I've never seen that word in my life. It's like a panel. Oh, okay. Litany of tests by the Russian cosmonaut crew during a two-week stay on the station to see if it could help free up time for people abroad the orbiting lab. Sorry, that was a... the launch itself was successful, but once in space, the capsule carrying Skybot had a hard time attaching to the ISS due to a problem with one of the ports on the outside of the station. Finally, 4 days after the launch, instead of the planned two, Skybot arrived on the ISS.
Which is really fucking awesome. It's an accomplishment of man. We got robots in space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also
scary as shit.
A little bit scary.
Oh, no, wait till you get to the next part.
Yeah, I was about to. Back on Earth, Skybot has a wide range of skills, including driving cars and even shooting guns. That's exciting. Those activities weren't on the schedule for the robot on robot's time on the ISS, though instead the android tried its hand at cosmonaut chores such as working with tools, connecting hardware. Some tests even seem relatively successful in the time of microgravity environment. But you don't have to take our word for it. Skybot also maintained a Twitter account of its exploits, which ranged from informative to weird I can't even fucking talk today. I can't. Can you go ahead and do that one? Existentials?
I got you, buddy.
Existentials.
From informative to weirdly existential. On such tweet was translated to saying that the Earth was beautiful from the window of the space station. So the actual robot take a look out the space station window.
It feels things.
It's not an actual. It's probably pre-programmed bullshit.
Definitely.
This is not an AI. But
the Soyuz spacecraft carrying Skybot departed from the ISS around 2:15 p.m. Eastern time, and will spend the next few weeks making its way back down to landing its landing site in Kazakhstan. Oh, I did that.
You got it.
Kazakhstan, Russia, plans to recover the capsule to analyze it as well as retrieve the country's now space hardened robot.
Can you imagine? That's the first.
Dude, that's pretty cool. Go Russia. You guys broke into our elections, and now you're sending robots into space. You guys are fucking winning.
That's actually really fucking scary. So, of course, we've shed our light on our fears of AI and, of course, what the future is with micro brains and all of that shit coming to forth. This is nowhere near where it needs to be. I mean, we still have crazy other robots like the Martys in certain grocery stores and this robot going into space being able to do chores, even shoot guns. That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, and they probably are going to be able to be a lot more accurate than we are.
Exactly, because they're not doing it off of sight, vision, and feeling. They're doing it off of computer calculations and shit like that.
Yep.
And
they're gonna be able to like tell wind resistance and everything.
Exactly. And now we got Russia, what are you doing with your life where you have a robot that can shoot guns? But it makes
a
lot of sense.
They're preparing for us to have our space force so that they can also make their space force, but it's gonna be of Skybot Fedor.
It's gonna be a fucking basically like Star Wars but robot version.
Yeah,
it's Putin just gonna be a fucking bunch of
like yes, very good.
What's
very
that four armed guy from Star Wars? Like
General Grievous.
General Grievous. Thank you. Yeah, it's gonna be a bunch of him killing each other in the fucking middle of space.
I like it.
So Josh, we're gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna show Josh a video, and then I wanted him to come in with how he feels and what this actually is. What it's gonna be? It's a HuffPost video, and
I got some HuffPost for you.
It supposedly has footage of Bigfoot. So
fucking Bigfoot.
2 seconds. All right. So I just showed Josh a video from the HuffPost of supposedly a Bigfoot hiding in the tall trees, and we're gonna go into the article after this. But Josh, what did you think of the video?
I guess.
I mean, you definitely see something hiding back there. It's a big black shape. Yeah, it would. Huh?
It's not that big though to me.
It was big compared to where you zoom into. Definitely check it out. I'm gonna post a link in the description below. Yeah, exactly.
Description.
So, Josh, go ahead and read me this description down on the bottom for the article.
A North Carolina man claims he captured Bigfoot of three Bigfoot creatures watching him in the woods. Wow, there's three of them, not just one.
Exactly.
Three. Bigfoot enthusiast Doug,
Teague.
Name? Teague of Hickory. Hickory explained in the video on Catawba Valley Bigfoot Research Facebook page that he was out in the woods last month trying to retrieve some game cameras when he heard a knocking sound. First, he dismissed it as woodpeckers.
Woodpeckers.
He went on to tell reporters a rock was thrown in his dog, Crazy Daisy, chased the rock. When he looked to see what had thrown it, he had spotted three ape-like animals.
He said, I was like a giddy schoolgirl. Whoa. I was like a giddy school kid, just nervous, heart beating. It was crazy.
The footage wasn't clear, but it showed something moving in the background, other side of the set of trees from Mr. Teague. Teague said about 10 minutes of footage of the creatures in the forest. He told Hickory Record that he regularly goes out in search for the Bigfoot, often bringing him snacks in the forest in attempt to lure out such as granola bars and other sweets. He said he spotted Bigfoot four times and made casts of their footprints. In a final quote, Mr. Teague said, there are people who believe and we need respect. And we need to respect them.
That's not what the quote says at fucking all. I wasn't even close, dog. They are their people. They are there, and we need to respect them, Josh. What the fuck did you read?
I messed it up, and then I was improv. So you remember how we were talking about improv?
Improv. Oh, you're great, dude. Watermelon. I love having you around. All right, so now... If
you
whether or not.
If you couldn't hear my thick through my thick accent, basically what it was is he thought
your
he spotted Bigfoot.
Sweet southern drawl.
My sweet southern drawl. You got to move the mouth with it too. It's a drawl.
Drawl.
Yeah, there you go. Basically saw Bigfoot. He thinks he saw three big feet.
The big feet.
The big feet. That's the TV show we're getting for them created. And I am not a Bigfoot disbeliever, but I'm also not a believer.
Look, we don't know everything. Simple as that.
Yeah, I was like, is it impossible? No. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? Could
not
be.
Not likely. I'm sorry, but no, hey, I do believe that we don't know everything that is in our forest, and whether if it is a semi-intelligent being, it has either already contacted us and made sure that, hey, we're going to hide from you as best as we possibly fucking... Josh, what the fuck? I'm going to have to send a picture of this on Facebook.
Yes, I am Robot Josh, and I, too, believe in Bigfoot. I do think that Bigfoot is probable.
I don't believe he's too probable in all reality. I would love for him to exist, and I would love to for him to be a multi-dimensional.
Hey, you fucking sexist. What if it's a she? Or
he,
what if
she,
it's
they,
non
they bees?
Non-binary.
Non-binary Bigfoots. Big feet.
Big feet. Footuses.
foot fetishes. If they were like, maybe they're multi-dimensional beings where you just can't see them with...
Is there Bigfoot porn?
There absolutely is Bigfoot porn. I'll show you some.
I'm kind of curious now to see what Bigfoot porn is.
I don't need to
I'm
show
really
you my
like,
search bar like that.
I was like, I wouldn't want that in my cookies.
All right. So, guys, we're going to keep moving on. Here's a creepy story of the week. I want to thank my sister, Andrea, for doing the research and reading the story for me and all the support. Then right afterwards, we're going to close out the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Drea.
Hey, guys. My name is Andrea, and this is the creepy story of the week. Black-eyed kids are a folk phenomenon in which people have scary encounters with kids whose eyes are entirely black. These children insist upon entering your vehicle or home by saying they need help and being hell-bent on not leaving until they are let in. All the while, you are overwhelmed with a sense of fear and panic that is instinctual when danger is around. They are described mostly the same every time. Children between 6 and 16 years of age, pale skin, out-of-date clothes, and completely black eyes. They always ask for something close in proximity to you, such as a ride in your vehicle, or they ask to make a call on your phone in order to enter your home or dwelling. Do not let them in, and never agree to help them. Here is a story that was taken from an article by Chrissy Stockton. It was a cold October evening, not too far off from Halloween. I remember sitting in my room playing the original Suikoden. The evening was slowly creeping by, so I decided to go to the corner store. It was only 3 blocks away. Shouldn't be much trouble, right? During my walk, I see the occasional person putting up Halloween decorations, and kids playing in their yards. But this story is about something far more sinister. I remember seeing two teens, about 14, knocking on doors asking to use the phone, which of course I thought was weird because most teens these days have phones. As I kept walking, they stopped and stared at me for a short moment. I felt the blood in my veins chill. I felt so creeped out, and I hurried to the next block. The next block seemed fine, until I looked behind me and saw the two teens were following me. I took off sprinting to the store at this point. I saw the sign of the store, and relief washed over me. I opened the door, and I told the cashier about what happened on the way there. He looked at me slightly creeped out and told me a story about this happening to him in his hometown and how they found him the day he left and asked for his help. In an emotionless voice, he told me to never agree to help. He told me another story, but at that point, I was no longer paying attention because they were standing at the door asking to be let in. The cashier freaked out and locked the door. The teens never seemed to waver or leave. They wouldn't step away from the door. It had been an hour. The cashier and I were ready to fight our way out, but instead he took me out the back. The one teen came around the back just as the door shut behind us. "Can you help me?" is all he would say. He was closing in on us, and his eyes, they were black as a starless night. They were peering right into my soul. I couldn't help but gaze into his eyes. The terror, I can't remember too much of what happened next, but I do recall the sounds of struggle. When I came to, the cashier was struggling with both teens. He was calling out for help. I ran towards them, grabbed him by his collar, and pulled him between the two and knocking them over in the process. I didn't look back until I was near my house. The cashier was gone, but the teens were still following behind. I ran into my house and closed the blinds and turned the music up. I got lucky that day, but I'm not sure how long I can keep out of their grasps. I tried to find and thank the cashier for saving my life that day, but he didn't show up to work after that. I asked his boss, and he told me he called over the phone and quit. He said he was moving. To this very day, I sometimes feel the fear of those eyes watching me as I drive to work. I sometimes will look out my window and swear I see them watching my house from a couple of blocks away, waiting for their next chance. Thank you for listening.